Hi, my name is Alex Pault, and I'd like to welcome you again to another Audible article from Power Systems Design. This is the Viewpoint editorial from the April print issue titled Creating Solutions for the Internet of Things. Observations from Design West 2013. One of the interesting things about working in the developing technology space is being constantly barraged by buzzwords and labels attempting to describe the myriad breakthroughs, developments, and trends constantly challenging us. This attempt to put a name on things can be illuminating, but the problem is the labels applied don't often explain much. Luckily, in the case of the Internet of Things, or IoT, it's very straightforward, as it pretty much means what it says. In fact, it is impossible to overstate the ramifications of the term and the concept behind it. At the recent Design West conference, everyone was talking about creating tools for and unveiling products that addressed their aspect of the IoT and how they could add value to their design process. Intelligent networks made up of wired and wireless modular building blocks from hardware and software companies provided current solutions for systems as small as a desktop and as large as a complex, while hinting at the completely enmeshed world to come. We already take it for granted that many of our devices work within the cloud, and that number will grow as more ways are found to harness the IoT. Once a cloud-based information backplane is added to our electronic ecosystem, it will be used in ways that none of us can currently foresee. I recently did a search on the popular distribution site for RF microcontrollers, and I got 279 matches on that device alone. There are so many ways to insert network-supported logic into a device today that eventually anything drawing current will eventually be part of the IoT, if only for basic on-off functionality and status commands. There's a lot we can foresee when it comes to the IoT. We already have some functionality currently fielded. We have some functionality in the development pipeline, and there's lots of functionality that everyone is expecting to see. Among the most important aspects of the IoT is its ability to manage the use of power, much of it battery-driven, in a complex and power-hungry society. Power is coming into its own again. The growing recognition that energy usage, regardless of origin or type, is a primary value add in a crowded and power-hungry world, where reliable energy access and storage is as important an issue as clean water to enable modern civilization. This pressure for more and more efficiency and better power sources and more reliable power is reminding designers that after determining primary functionality of a device, a product's power source, usage, and energy budget should be among the other things specified immediately. As seen at Design West and some of the other great trade shows in our industry, the design community has a very powerful palette of tools, from better semiconductors to highly integrated microcontrollers to advanced software and management methodologies. The IoT reminds us that a good designer must first be a power system designer. Thank you.